And you're very welcome back to Lifeline now. I should be joined on the line by Claire Nocton. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning, Debbie. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. And on this morning's show, we're talking a little bit about, a talk that's taking place on the 20th of September up there in the Crown Plaza. It's a free public meeting for couples and women who are planning a pregnancy. And is it if they've suffered with diabetes or they want to get information about it?
It's specifically for women who have diabetes prior to pregnancy, or say if you're a woman who has had diabetes during pregnancy, it's gone away and you're maybe planning a second pregnancy or a third pregnancy. So it's not a general pregnancy public meeting. It's specifically for women who have pre-existing diabetes, and they want to know, it's really, really important that a pregnancy is planned when a mother has diabetes, and that plan is done in consultation with the diabetes team. So it's just really information and reassurance about, the steps that need to be taken prior to pregnancy, to make sure that the pregnancy gets off to the best start, because, all everyone wants is the best outcome for mother and baby.
Exactly.
Just some information about what to expect during pregnancy. It's important that, as well as the pregnancy, that the diabetes is managed the whole way through pregnancy. And then there'll be a talk about nutrition and lifestyle before, during and after pregnancy. So we have three expert speakers that would all work with people, with women with diabetes, in both the pre-pregnancy setting and the during pregnancy setting. And we have a questions and answers panel at the end then.
Great.
So the meeting is free to attend. You don't need to register. If anyone wants more information, they can contact Diabetes Ireland. We have a website, www.diabetes.ie. We have a Monday to Friday 9 to 5 helpline. The number is 01-842-8118, and we would be on social media as well. You could follow Diabetes Ireland on Facebook and Twitter.
There's loads of information there for people if they're listening in today. Just a quick question to you, Claire. Mm. I've just had a read up yesterday about diabetes in general, and it says it has quadrupled since the 80s. And a lot of people, my colleague did an interview yesterday with a person about farmers, and they're on the increase of developing diabetes as well, due to the fact that they're not as physical as they used to be, and that most of the work is done now sitting on a machine. Have you seen that increase in pregnant women?
You're right in saying, I suppose, diabetes is on the increase, and that's not just an Irish thing, it's a global issue, and in particular type 2 diabetes. So historically we would have seen type 2 diabetes kind of in an older person, but we're seeing it in younger and younger people now. So it is in line with, I suppose, people being more sedentary, being more overweight, maybe, the diet in the past was more kind of a healthy, balanced diet and less processed food, and portion sizes have increased. And but as well as that, people are living longer. So I think, just chronic illnesses in general are probably on the increase. So when you mentioned diabetes during pregnancy, I suppose because women are maybe older when they are becoming pregnant, more than they were in the past, or they might be overweight than they were, say, you mentioned the 80s there. There would be an increase in diabetes during pregnancy, but also an increase in, women of childbearing age having type 2 diabetes, which before, type 2 diabetes, in the 80s, it used to be called mature onset diabetes.
Nice.
And it was considered something your granny got, whereas now we are seeing it in younger and younger people, and in their 30s, and in Ireland there is even some children with type 2 diabetes, and that was unheard of, 20 or 30 years ago.
And if a woman develops diabetes in pregnancy and her first pregnancy, is it will it happen again, or can it be just a once off if she's going to have more pregnancies?
Normally, there's no kind of answer to that. Like, normally, if a woman has had diabetes in pregnancy, they would always say to that woman, they are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes in later life. And it mightn't necessarily be a lifestyle issue with that woman. It could be that she has a strong family history of diabetes, or, she's an older mother or something. So they're obviously not within her you know, within her control. I mean, all she can do is have, you know, as healthy as possible a pregnancy, you know, have a weight normal for her height, exercise as much as, you know, the recommendations, a healthy balanced diet, and that again, that perhaps, you know, she has a conversation with her GP if she is considering further pregnancy, and the idea is that she'd be screened for diabetes in pregnancy on a subsequent pregnancy to make sure that it's detected as early as possible and it's managed as early as possible, because it's the high blood sugar levels during pregnancy that's harmful to both mother and baby. So it's a case of making sure that the diabetes is well under control before a pregnancy takes place, and that is monitored really, really tightly for the whole way, you know, through the pregnancy, to make sure that the best outcome for everybody.
And Claire, if a woman develops pregnancy or diabetes in her first pregnant first pregnancy, can it stay with her? I mean, even if she wasn't to get pregnant again, is it a thing that stays with you, or does it just go after you have have the baby?
Yeah, well, I suppose diabetes during pregnancy, generally it's because that the hormones in pregnancy work against the action of insulin in the body, and insulin is the hormone that would control the glucose levels in the blood. So often it goes away once the baby is born and the hormones settle down and the blood sugar is settled down, it goes away. But sometimes, you know, kind of type 1 or type 2 diabetes can develop during pregnancy. So, you know, every woman as well, you know, they're checked after the baby is born to see has the diabetes gone away. Like they would have blood tests done. You know, like every woman who's had diabetes in pregnancy has blood tests done at their 6-week checkup to make sure that, you know, to see has the diabetes gone away or is it still there. And every woman with diabetes in pregnancy is advised every year that they're checked for diabetes, because they are at risk for developing it in later life. And the whole healthy lifestyle end of it is that message is you know, put across as well.
And how does it affect the baby if you develop diabetes in pregnancy?
Well, I suppose pre-existing diabetes, again, the whole idea behind planning and it being managed really, really closely in consultation with the diabetes team is to reduce the risks. But in, you know, I suppose the very early stages of pregnancy, that's when the baby's vital organs develop. And often if a pregnancy is unplanned, the woman might necessarily know she's even pregnant. So she wouldn't be taking any steps to reduce the risk to her baby. So what we want is that a woman, you know, that the pregnancy is planned, and that as soon as a pregnancy is confirmed, that they're managed from, you know, the earliest opportunity in a maternity hospital with a diabetes team there. Mm-hmm. With diabetes during pregnancy, often it only comes on, say, in the third. The third stage of the third trimester of pregnancy, and it can have more of an impact maybe on the weight of the baby. The baby can be very big, so then that can have issues. Then the mother might need a cesarean section or, you know, an earlier delivery or something like that. So they're more, or the baby might need to go into special care after they're born and stuff like that. But I suppose it's very, very individual. The message is that if it's planned with a diabetes team, that the risks would be minimal and that the mother has a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby, and it's a joyous event for everybody. You know, what we don't want is a pregnancy is unplanned when the mother is not in her best of health, and then, you know, that's when the issues can happen. So like diabetes during pregnancy, it is a higher risk pregnancy, but by, you know, discussion with the diabetes healthcare team, those risks are minimised, and by the planning process, you know, and avoiding pregnancy. If you're not planning to get pregnant, avoid pregnancy. And if you are planning to get pregnant, you talk to your diabetes team months before that pregnancy. You want that pregnancy to take place.
Now,
so that's basically the message.
Claire, going back years ago, we all kind of knew diabetes, like there was the insulin where you had to inject yourself, and then there was the diet. So is the type 1 the diet, and the type 2 where you have to inject with insulin?
No, so it's the other way around there.
Oh,
so type 1 diabetes, the body, if someone has type 1 diabetes, the body doesn't make any insulin. They have to replace their body's insulin by insulin injections or wearing an insulin pump. Type 1, it's what we call an autoimmune condition. So it's not lifestyle related. It's not preventable. It usually develops in, or you can actually get it at any age, but in a lot of cases, it develops in childhood, adolescence, young adulthood.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have type 1 diabetes and not know what it normally comes on quite suddenly, and a person has, you know, symptoms like drastic thirst and weight loss and passing urine. Type 1, of all the people with diabetes, maybe 10 or 15% have type 1. So the more common form of diabetes, accounting for 85% of the diabetes population, is type 2. So that's the one, it develops slowly over years due to increased demands on the body, like the aging process, like being overweight, like if you've a family history of diabetes, or if you are sedentary, like you mentioned, you're somebody that was interviewed yesterday, that they're sedentary, as opposed to in the past they were very physically active. So those things increase the demands on your body, increase your chances for developing diabetes. But type 2 doesn't develop quickly, it develops slowly over years. So the advice is, if you've diabetes in your family, if you're over 45, if you're overweight, you're sedentary, that you get screened with your GP, because a blood test will rule out the presence of diabetes. So screening allows for early detection and management of diabetes, and that you have as healthy a lifestyle as possible. You know, weight management, healthy eating, exercise, because we know type 2 diabetes in almost 60% of cases is preventable by a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, exercise and healthy planning,
and eating,
I suppose.
And weight management, yeah. Particularly avoiding weight around your abdomen.
Yeah. So the night on the 20th of September, this free meeting for couples and women who are planning a pregnancy, will that be just advising of what things to do and don't during pregnancy, and if you're thinking of getting pregnant?
It's just general information. It's not even for couples who, you know, that pregnancy is imminent. I'd invite any woman of childbearing age, like even if you think it's 5 years or 10 years down the road for you, just that you have that information. But it's just, I suppose, general information and reassurance that, you know, like if and when you come to that stage in life where you want to plan a pregnancy, that you're reassured that it is possible, but just that it does need to be planned in consultation with the diabetes team. So certainly you come to the meeting, you get the information, but when you're planning a pregnancy, you still need, you know, several months ahead, you do need to talk to your diabetes healthcare team, because the idea is you want, you know, the mother in the best of her health before the pregnancy takes place. And often that process, you know, it can take a few months before, like, you know, the woman should avoid pregnancy until she's told safe to become pregnant by her diabetes team. Once you know, the blood glucose levels are normal, the mother is healthy, she's not taking any medication that, you know, wouldn't be indicated for pregnancy. So they're the types of things. But it's very individual for every woman. Yeah. So the main thing is that they talk to their diabetes healthcare team.
Right. Okay. You know? So if people want to go along to the meeting on the 20th in the Crown Plaza up there in Santry, do they have to ring up and book a place, or do they just arrive on the night?
No, they can just turn up. So we're asking people to come for about 7:15 for a 7:30 start, and it'll be all wrapped up by 10.
Great.
So they don't need to register or pay or anything like that. But if they want more information, just look up the Diabetes Ireland website or Facebook or phone Diabetes Ireland, and we can answer any questions people have.
And the number again is 0184281118.
Okay,
Claire, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning here on Lifeline. And once again, that's taking place in the Crown Plaza in Santry on the 20th of September, and to be there for 7 o'clock, and there's no prior book, and just arrive on the night.
Exactly.
Okay, Claire, thank you. Thanks for
all
talking
to
us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.